To be justified means to be acquitted of guilt, to be pronounced righteous, to be accepted before God without reservation or accusation. And the good news of the Christian gospel is that God justifies sinners and makes them saints. Thank God for the Christian's assurance that all is well between him and the God of the universe. Thank God that such assurance is the present possession of those who trust Jesus Christ, and thank God that it is founded upon fact. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39 gives five pillars upon which the believer in Jesus Christ bases his assurance of acceptance before God. The first is that God supports us by substituting himself for us. The second, God provides for us by giving us all things through Jesus Christ. And the third is that God justifies us so that no power can bring accusation against us, which results in our condemnation. Now, those three propositions are expressed in the form of questions. One, who can oppose us when God takes our place? Two, who can deprive us when God gives us all things? And three, who can condemn us when God justifies us? Oh, that is a basis for faith, isn't it? Well, let's consider that third proposition in greater detail. Romans 8:33 reads, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth." Now, the meaning may be expressed this way. Who shall bring a charge of accusation against one whom God has chosen, since it is God himself who pronounces him righteous? The more we think about that truth, the more we rejoice in our security in Christ. And yet, the text recognizes a real danger. There is a power which would bring an accusation of wrongdoing, which would result in the condemnation of God's people if it were possible. That power is centered in a person whom we call Satan or the devil. He is described in Revelation 12:10 as the accuser of the brethren who accuses them before our God day and night. The first two chapters of the book of Job shows how Satan, the adversary, accuses the saints of God before God. He desires to gain control of the life of each believer that he might sift him as wheat. But God stands to the rescue of each one who is tempted. Consider the term charge in the statement, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" It means to institute judicial proceedings against one which would result in a verdict of condemnation. Now, that's exactly what the devil would like to do, and yet that's what he finds it impossible to do. Such a charge resulting in condemnation is impossible for three reasons. One, those who would be charged are God's elect. They're chosen of God for himself as his own dear children. Two, those who would be charged have been justified before God by his own personal act of grace. And three, those who would be charged are under the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Son has set the believer free, and he is free indeed. Now, why is it impossible for Satan to bring a condemning charge against one of God's chosen children? God has justified such a one. But what does it mean to be justified? To be justified means to be acquitted of guilt, to be pronounced righteous, to be accepted before God without reservation or accusation. The good news of the Christian gospel is that God justifies sinners and makes them saints. Now, how can that be? Well, Romans chapter 3, verses 21 to 26 gives this explanation. The righteousness which comes from God himself is given over to those who trust Jesus Christ. Such justification is provided freely by grace, not by keeping the principle of the law, because God has provided redemption in Jesus Christ. Jesus provides redemption by the shedding of his blood in behalf of guilty sinners, and that way, God can be just and the justifier of the person who believes in Jesus. What a beautiful truth. Jesus Christ bore the sin guilt of the whole world when he suffered and died on the cross of Calvary. Those who identify with him through faith in him enter under the benefits of his atoning deed there. And the price he paid effects payment of their sin debt. God looks on the sin debt of the repenting and trusting sinner as having been paid by Jesus and declares that sinner a saint righteous with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and totally acceptable to God. Therefore, in Jesus' name, that person, once a condemned sinner but now a forgiven saint, can come before God and be accepted as freely as Jesus Himself is accepted. He has been made accepted in the Beloved. Now, when does that justification occur for the Christian? The Bible says it's present. It occurs the instant a person turns from sin in repentance and places personal faith in Jesus Christ. Justification occurs the instant of forgiveness, the moment of salvation. If you were saved 5 years ago, you were justified 5 years ago and have been acceptable to God since then. If you were saved 20 years ago, you were justified 20 years ago and have been justified ever since. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 reads, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Romans 8, verses 1 and 2 adds, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Now, when did it happen? You were justified when you were saved, and you are justified right now if you are a Christian believer. On the scale of 1 to 10, you are a 10 before God. You are totally justified, fully accepted, because you are in Christ and are as accepted before God as is Christ. Believe it and rejoice in it. Now, that justification proves that you are one of God's elect. That means that you are in Christ Jesus as one of God's chosen ones. To be justified means that God has chosen you to salvation by sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. It assures you that you are one of God's own, not by accident, but by the divine initiative. The Christian is in Christ, and Christ is in the Christian. God cannot deny Himself, and to deny one who is in Christ would be to deny the only begotten Son of God. But God has chosen us in Christ so that we have been His in the divine purpose from before the foundation of the world. Oh, what assurance! While the devil accuses, God justifies. While Christ intercedes, God justifies. The act of justification is a completed transaction in the sovereign purpose of God. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. So what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, be filled with assurance, dear Christian. You're free from being condemned. God has justified you, and no one can reverse His verdict and condemn you. No one is qualified to call unclean that which God has called clean. That is your hope. That is your assurance. Believe it and rejoice in it. Father, our hearts are encouraged upon the reminder that God Himself has declared us righteous before Him. We rejoice that no power on earth or beyond can condemn what God has justified. And so we thank You and praise You for the eternal salvation You provided for us in Jesus Christ. Even in this prayer, we approach boldly before You with the assurance that You accept us fully and without reservation because we are in Christ. We love You. We thank You. We praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.